Snuggling up with a good book is a pleasure with which we're all familiar. But when you find just the right narrator to bring characters to life, a novel can be even better. The right voice or the right cast of voices has pleasures all its own beyond the printed page. I'm Linda Holmes, and today we're talking about three of our favorite fiction audiobooks on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR, so don't go away.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision, kind of like choosing to listen to your favorite song on repeat. And with their top-rated app, you can deposit checks and transfer money anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome back. Joining us from her home in Chicago is Greta Johnson, the host of the Nerdette podcast from WBEZ. She is also WBEZ's resident book nerd. Welcome, Greta.
Hey, Linda. I should clarify, that's not an official title, but I've claimed it and no one has yelled at me about it. So I'm just going with it.
That's how I became the host of this show.
Right? See? Good. So I'm on track.
Just ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Perfect.
So we're here to talk about audiobook novels. I think that my take on these is it's a different process from, you know, if you have a nonfiction audiobook, you're just trying to find like the, you know, the right voice. Sometimes it's the person. A lot of times with fiction, you get actors. You have more of a feat of acting and characterization. Kick us off with what's your first fiction audiobook pick?
So I kind of cheated with both of these picks, Linda, and chose series so that we could get as many hours of awesome listening in as possible. My first pick is the Nine Realms series by Sarah Kozloff. And my thesis statement about these books is that they are better than the Game of Thrones series.
Ooh.
I know those are fighting words. No shade to George R. R. Martin. But my two criteria for why these are better is that they are super feminist. She actually started writing them because she realized that the Lord of the Rings series didn't pass the Bechdel test.
Oh, nice.
Which, you know, is that criteria about how, like, you need to have at least two named female characters. They need to talk to each other.
Uh-huh.
And they need to talk to each other about somebody who's not, like, the main dude character. So these books for sure pass the Bechdel test, which is pretty great. And the series is complete.
Oh, okay.
The publisher actually did this really interesting thing where, so she wrote all of the books before she even sold them, and then they did monthly releases of the books.
Oh, interesting.
So all four exist in the world. You can get super into it. You can become obsessed with the characters, and then you can get a really nice conclusion. It's a thrill.
And so talk to me a little bit about the audio interpretation and why you like it.
Oh, my gosh. So they're narrated by Imogen Church, and she is just so great. I mean, you know, as you would expect from epic fantasy, there's a huge cast of characters. There are a lot of different worlds. The world building is super elaborate. And often with a book like that, it can be really difficult to keep track of who everybody is and why you should care about them. But the way this narrator brings everyone to life, she uses different accents. It's just perfect.
Very nice. So that is the Nine Realms series by Sarah Kozloff. My pick, I went all the way back to one of the first audiobooks that I really loved, which is the Richard Price crime novel Lush Life, which is read by Bobby Cannavale. Now, if you're going to have a New York crime novel with a sort of like a grizzled, you know, detective type character, Bobby Cannavale is your guy.
Yeah, that's perfect.
He was born to narrate New York crime novels. I'm not a big, like, crime novel person. I am convinced that the reason why I loved this book is that I got to hear it through his performance. Also, as you can imagine with a book set in New York, you know, that's kind of a sprawling story, you get a lot of different people who have a lot of different accents. I think he is very good in this book at shading those accents without it ever seeming cartoony.
Hmm.
Now, I am a person who comes to this through my own, you know, perspective. There might be people who would feel very differently, but I feel like he's able to kind of move through those really different types of New York voices in a way that has some subtlety and nuance to it. But mostly, it's just his narrator voice. It's just like the settling in. You know, this book is one of the reasons why I think fiction should usually be read by actors and not writers. Mm-hmm. Not always. There are exceptions. There are certainly fiction writers who are great at reading their own stuff. But I think this was one of the ones that convinced me, like, no, you want like an actor. It's a character. You know, it's a thing of playing characters. So Lush Life by Richard Price, narrated by Bobby Cannavale. That is literally, I have for years described that as my favorite audiobook of all time. And I listen to a lot of audiobooks. Give me another pick from you.
Okay, so another series that I think is great and will just like, I don't know, I think especially now, anything where you just know you have a great many hours of just like good stuff to hang out with is a total win, right? Mm-hmm. So the other series I chose is the Spellman Files series by Lisa Lutz. Have you heard about these at all, Linda?
I have not. I don't think, at least it doesn't ring a bell immediately.
They're such a delight. I hadn't heard about them either. And it was one of those things where, like, once I got into them, I, like, posted a picture on Nerdette's Instagram and was like, why did none of you tell me about this? Like, I'm mad that no one alerted me to these books before.
Been there.
They're so great. They're in the crime genre, but they're not murdery or violent, which I think is delightful because they end up just being noir, but very funny.
Oh,
so
cool.
They take place in San Francisco. It's about a family of private investigators. So they're all very good liars and they don't really trust each other. And they're all super devious, but in very hilarious, like mostly harmless ways. Like one of the little mysteries in one of the books was about like someone in the family keeps leaving the pistachio shells in the pistachio bowl and it drives the mother insane. So she sets up a hidden camera to figure out who it is. It's stuff like that where it's just like fun and like, I don't know, it kind of reminds me almost of like an Arrested Development type family where they're like just all a little bit terrible, but in like a very charming way.
Yeah.
And there are like some super great female characters in this one also. And yeah, like one of the other mysteries is like the main character's little sister keeps stealing her car and then parking it in different places. And so then it's just like this weird mystery of like, where is my car? And I don't know. It's just a great time. They're super compelling. There's great momentum. And there's more than 30 hours of it, which is like, call it a win, you know?
Yeah. And who performs those?
So there are actually two different narrators. One is Ari Grainer and the other is Christina Moore. I will say, I think Christina embodies the main character's voice perfectly. Ari is also great. It's one of those where, like, I wouldn't have had complaints if I hadn't heard Christina first and was just like, oh my God, she's amazing.
Right.
But she did do the majority of the books. So either way, they're totally worth listening to.
Yeah. All right. The Spellman Files series by Lisa Lutz. We want to know what you think about your favorite fiction audiobooks. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/PCHH or on Twitter at PCHH. That brings us to the end of our audiobook fiction show. Greta, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Linda. It was really fun.
And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. If you have a second and you're so inclined, subscribe to our newsletter. It's at npr.org/popculturenewsletter. We'll see you back here next time.